I'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Partnerships. Hi, my name is Kevin King, and I'll be your facilitator for this call, Over 60 and Loving Life, Special Edition, Dimensional Marriage. And if you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's call, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number, 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Wow. I'll tell you, the pre-event is getting exciting. I'm glad you're joining us for the call. I'm going to open up the lines here. Alan and Nancy from Tanglewood Conservatories are joining us on the phone call. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi. And then we also have Mark Boersma from Synergy Solutions. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing spectacular this fine day. Thanks for asking.
And we also have Angelina Flemmer with us on the call today. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah. So, we're talking about dimensional marriage. Where would you guys like to start?
Go ahead, Alan.
Go ahead. I was going to change the subject a little bit, but...
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that I'd like to know, let's see, last week I think I asked the question, what are the three major factors for success in a dimensional marriage? And I think, Mark, you kind of threw out one, spiritual, two, question mark, three, physical. Number two is everything in between. And I'd like to kind of talk about over 60 and loving life, and what would be the three major factors to being successful at living life over 60 and loving it.
See, that's really cool. Nancy, how did Alan get you on the call today?
Well, he told me that,
I think I asked, right?
He just asked me, yeah. Alan just asked me if I'd be on the call, and I said, yep.
Well, that sounds like a really good marriage, Nancy.
Tell Alan that.
Alan, that sounds like a really good marriage.
Well, it depends what dimension you're talking about.
Well, no, because a two, even in a more advanced dimension, still is a good marriage. So I think we were talking about, Kevin and Alan and I, you know, last week we were kind of joking. I think it was Kevin that was joking about women, if I remember correctly, where...
I never joke about women, Mark. You know that.
Now that we have three ladies on the call, I'm throwing him under the bus so fast.
That's okay. Sure.
About women, like the men were interested in dimensional marriage, but there were no women on. And so my understanding is the agreement that we were going to talk to our wives and ask them that question. And so, Alan, did you ask Nancy what the three most important things to have an awesome marriage, dimensional marriage?
No, I did not realize, well, that went over my head, that was what the challenge was.
Okay. And so there was a little bit of confusion. There was a little confusion on what the assignment was. Alan thought the assignment was to get our wives on the call. Mark thought it was to go ahead and, you know, ask what the three most important things, you know, for a great marriage would be. Kevin, what did you think the assignment was?
Well, the assignment was is that we also had another topic. If it was only going to be three guys that show up, we're going to talk about dimensional health, over 60 and loving life.
So this might be why we need women on the call.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Because my wife, she said... I don't know. Since she's not here, it's something about to the extent of, you know, honesty, loyalty, And then one of my girls, I think, chimed in and said, communication. And so obviously Alan, Kevin, and I may not have done so good. And so, Kevin, when something's not working, you know, you put in all this energy and time and effort, and it's not working, what do you do?
Well, it depends upon what dimension you're in, Mark.
Okay.
If you're in Mark's dimension, then what Mark does is he double downs with everything and, you know, doubles resources, doubles time, doubles, you know, whatever he needs to throw at it to make it successful.
And I don't know if that's a dimensional as much as it is a frequency.
Okay.
And so it might be frequency.
Okay. You want to explain the difference?
Like frequency is like you have, you know, X-ray, gamma ray, radio ray waves. So those are frequencies.
Sure.
And so, you know, an X-ray is not better than a radio wave. An X-ray is not better than a radio wave, but they are definitely different and depending on what you want. And so I have a very high frequency. And so I'm going to be pushing hard pretty much almost on everything. So if you want to break through, if you're happy with where you're at, probably it's not good to be hanging around me too much, or don't inject, you know, me into the situation if you're happy with where it's at.
Right.
And so I don't know if that's a dimensional thing as much as it is just kind of how I was created, maybe how I was built. And so for me, yeah, if something's not working, well, it's really simple. Make it work. And to make it work, you have to put in additional resources, which is often time, energy, effort, you know, everything. So
right.
So Angel's on today, and so, you know, I'm like, Angel, can you be on this call? Sure. Okay, cool. And so she's on today. So Angel, one of your roles, one of your responsibilities is to make sure that everybody knows what the assignment is, and so we don't have misunderstandings in the future. Does that make sense, Angel?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So if you can make sure at the end that we have an assignment and that it's clear, and then it's evened out, so there is no confusion, because if we're all in different directions, that's not going to go ahead and accomplish what we want to accomplish. So Angel's the additional resources that I'm bringing to the table, investing into that financially, time-wise, energy-wise, to go ahead and take this group. And Angel will take the group, and she will expand the size of the group. She will do more probably in a week than what Kevin and Alan and I have done in months.
Good.
So anybody have any idea why Angel will do more in a week than Kevin and Alan and I have done in months?
Because she has a different frequency?
I don't think so.
Because she's focused?
On just that? On what?
On knowing what the assignment is and expanding the group.
So am I not focused on that?
No, you are. That's why you brought resources to the table.
Well, how is she able to accomplish so much more then? If she's focused, I'm focused, why is she able to accomplish more in a week than you, Alan, and I have in months?
She's special.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Right?
Some might say, well, she's a girl, and you're three guys. And I don't know what the magic is. I just know it'll happen. So what we need to do, Angel, is we need to connect. We need you connecting with our three wives, Alan, mine, and Kevin, and then, I don't know, whatever the assignment is. So making sure that we do the assignments that we're supposed to do. So if our wives aren't here, this is recorded. So if they want to hear it, they can listen to it if they're not able to. Kevin had said that he didn't think Christy would be able to be here. I said, I don't think my wife is going to be able to be here, but she might. And I asked her, and she said, yeah, maybe not right now, maybe in a few weeks or a month or something. So her schedule's a little bit dicey, but she is working on freeing it up. And so, but they could be on. And so those are three people. Teresa is also on today, and so can't wait to hear from Teresa. And then we also need to connect Angel with Jewel. So we need to connect with Jewel because she's in Arkansas, I believe. And she's in more of a retirement community. So there's a ton of people, you know, over 60, like a ton. And so we need to make her aware of this, put together an email that she can get out to all of her agents and maybe all of her customers. She probably knows 500 to 1,000 people easily over 60. So we need to get that out to Jewel. Karen will be back from her missions trip, so she's been really committed. We've missed her a lot. Nancy, is there anything specific you would like to accomplish today?
Well, Mark, I'm having difficulty following what's going on here. So I guess a better understanding of what the purpose of this group is?
Well, I like to think of it, Nancy, as what would you like the purpose of the group to be?
Well, when Alan asked me to come on the call, he said that it was about, the topic was going to be dimensional marriage, and I thought it would be really cool if all three of us with our other significant others could kind of talk through, you know, what's going on in our lives, where we are 20, 30 years later, and just kind of, you know, just make it the best that it can possibly be. Try to figure that out.
So, Angel, you'd want to get that, and this is recorded, and so this is an audio, and so you can get that. So if you could get whatever Nancy just said and then get that out to Rosanna and Christy and say, you know, love to have you here. If you're not able to be if you're not able to be here, this is kind of what we're talking about, and I can represent both of you. And so if you have questions or topics or things that you think, you know, input, you know, anything, so they can participate, Rosanna and Christy can participate even without being here.
Okay.
It'd be better if they were here, but if they're not, you know, quite, yeah, that's fine. We can still go ahead. Nancy, what I would like to do, and Karen, she'll be here next week, and so she's very faithful on this. She's on her missions trip now, so she'll be here. I would like to follow up on our conversation, you know, from our lunch or from our breakfast conversation when you were and you, Alan, were here for the last mastermind seminars. I'd like to follow through on that, Nancy.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'd like to understand from you exactly what it is, because it was pretty personal.
Right, and that's where it gets a little delicate, especially since it's recorded and it'll go all over the world. So, you know, depends how open we all want to be. We may talk about it like in the Bible, in Song of Solomon. It's very explicit, but it's not it's very delicate. It's in a poem, and so it's very, very explicit, but you can read it and not be offended by it, and so we can be explicit without being, you know, improper. And so, you know, we talked about a lot of different things, and one of those things we talked about was, you know, physical intimacy within a marriage. And so I had said, hey, you know, you want more physical intimacy in your marriage? I would encourage you to read, I think it's The Act of Marriage, and then read read Song of Solomon in the Bible, and that will help you to understand those two things. Will help you to understand, I believe God's design is for physical intimacy. And so I believe a lot of physical intimacy in dimensional marriage is going to be, you know, it's all about, it's like 99% or 90% of non-physical. It's the communication, it's how we connect, it's the spiritual, it's all of those other things. If all those other things are happening with the proper understanding of the physical is going to fall into line, you know, really, really nice. It's going to work really well. And so, I don't know, did that answer your question, Nancy, or not so much?
It did, Mark. Yep.
And so, for me, you know, I was brought up in a very conservative home. We didn't talk about, you know, physical at all. I mean, there was nothing, no sex talks, no nothing, which I don't know. I guess I'm okay. I was okay with, but it was intriguing to me right before I got married. My mom said, Mark, I'm going to give you a book after you get married. I don't want to give it to you before, but I'll give it to you after, and it will help explain a lot of the intimacies, you know, from a biblical, from a Bible, from a God-based perspective. And then she said, you know, in a marriage, if it's okay with both the husband and the wife, as long as it doesn't violate, you know, any of God's standards, there's a lot of leeway in there, and so you have a lot of fun. And it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. So it doesn't take a whole lot, I think, of discussion to be able to draw that out. And that's, I think, really important both for the man and the woman is the in-dimensional marriage is the physical intimacy. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into physical intimacy now, not about the physical. Does anyone have any questions on that? Okay, Teresa, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, hello. I guess I'm just wondering how I fit into all of this, and looking for the assignment, perhaps. In the three words, one that I didn't hear that was thrown in the mix, that came to my mind is trust.
Cool.
And I think communication was one of mine too, but if you don't trust one another to be open and to share the moments that marriage brings, then that can be challenging. So.
Right. Cool.
And I don't have any specific thing to accomplish, but I am intrigued.
Yeah, and I think, see, I think that multiple generations, I think after 30 years of marriage, I think I've got a lot to offer those that maybe are married 20 years, 10 years, or maybe 5 years, 2 years, 1 year. I wish that there was somebody that, you know, was there to mentor me, you know, when I was, you know, in my early years. I think it would have helped a lot and given a tremendous perspective. In the dimensional living, which is the Tuesday call, I'd encourage you guys to participate in that. And then this one here in Over 60 and Loving Life. And then on Friday's 7:30 call, Central Time, Personality Masteries, all three of those can touch on dimensional marriage. And so I'm not sure if dimensional marriage will be a combination of all of those. It's not just about Over 60 and Loving Life. And it's not just about dimensional thinking. And it's not just about personality. It's kind of a combination of a bunch of different things. And so Angel will be driving this project through. getting lots of people on and then getting lots of people to listen to the rebroadcast. She will be working with the media team, Life Masteries Institute media team, and Synergy's media team to put together a forum. And this forum will be something that we can talk about that'll save us in emails, and it'll make it part of a global, you know, public record. And so make sure you're communicating in the forum when that gets set up, knowing that everybody in the world could see it. And so the whole purpose for me is not for me. I mean, I think I've got a spectacular marriage. I mean, I am so blessed. But it's got a long ways it can go, too. And so there's others that are, you know, having, and we have our share of difficulties without question, but there are others that are hurting a lot more, and their marriages are in danger. And those my heart goes out to, and I want to help. Kevin, what would you like to accomplish today?
I think that was it. It was just real clarity and, you know, moving forward. That's what I was after.
Cool. Okay. Alan, what would you like to accomplish today?
I'm good.
Okay. So what would we like the Angel, anything you'd like to accomplish?
I would just like to learn from all you guys. I mean, I was jumped on here short notice.
Yeah, you're the newlywed. How long have you and your husband been married?
I'm going on 8 months.
8 months? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. I remember that first year with many fond memories. And so that is a, you know, it's a great time in life, great time in marriage. You know, have lots of fun, create lots of memories. So what would we like the assignment to be for next week? Nancy, is there anything you'd like the assignment to be?
Mark, I really can't think of anything.
Okay. So, ladies, you know, all of you are married that are on today. What would be an assignment you would love for your husbands to answer a question for you?
Well, I was going to start with the three important things to have a great marriage and ask that.
Okay. All right, good. Ladies, any other questions? I've got a question that's just like a killer question for women. I mean, women will just love this question. But I don't want to usurp women. So, ladies, do you have anything? All right. I gave you your chance. Okay, so here's the question for wives to ask their husband. Dimensional marriage, here's the question. So, Angel, you might put together like a workbook like you're doing with the other courses too.
Okay.
And so, you know, the first assignment one would be, you know, what are the three most important things in your marriage to, you know, to create the marriage you want it to have? The second question, this is for men. So this is a woman asking the question, how do I get my husband to understand how to deeply understand the innermost part of my heart and my soul?
I thought you were going to say, how do I get him to take out the garbage? Maybe
that actually might be step one.
That might be a big part of it. That might be a big part of it. Kevin, anything else before you close us up here?
I think those are two great things. So what do we want to accomplish for next week to come in with the three important things to have in a great marriage, or to start with how do I get my husband to deeply understand the innermost part of my heart and soul?
It'd be both of those if we haven't done them both.
Okay. Let's start with the three most important things to have a great marriage for next week then, and then we can lead in. Maybe that'll help us lead into then how I get my husband to deeply understand. Or, I mean, I don't know if we'll have time for both. We can start with, ladies, what do you think is the most important question between those two? Three most important things to have in a great marriage, or how do I get my husband to deeply understand the innermost part of my heart and soul?
I think they're both good, but the first one might be a better first step.
Three most important things. Okay. Angel?
To get it going.
I agree with that. I think the first one allows us to be a little bit more on both sides, like husband and wife, and get what you're feeling with that. So.
Okay. Nancy?
I go to the three most important things that they think are the most important things in a great marriage.
Good. Good. Well, good. We'll do that for next week. So I'll just close us out here. If you're listening to the rebroadcast and say, wow, that was intriguing, and you've received benefit, then go to thevisionproject.net. That's thevisionproject.net. Then go to What's Your Biggest Challenge? Then go to Your Help Is Needed. There's an opportunity to contribute to a group-funded app, and there's a ton of other resources there that can help you in every area of your life. Check out Alan's call on Tuesdays.